Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. trade deficit unexpectedly narrowed in February as exports climbed close to an all-time high and the volume of imported crude oil fell to the lowest level in 17 years. The gap between exports and imports shrank to $43 billion in February, down 3.4% from January's revised $44.5 billion. Exports rose 0.8% to $186 billion, close to the record highs set in December. Stronger exports of U.S. energy products and autos offset declines in sales of airplanes and farm equipment. The Labor Department today says that U.S. employers added just 88,000 jobs in March, the fewest in 9 months. The unemployment rate, however, dipped to 7.6% from 7.7%. The rate fell because more people stopped looking for work. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,476, is down 129 points. The NASDAQ, 3177, is down 47. And the S&P 500, at 1542, is down 17.5 points. Joining us with agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Some planting will occur across the Midwest over this next couple of days before showers start to appear across part of the region. And that fieldwork will then resume again just before the greater rain events that take place during the middle part of next week. The majority of the Midwest will be seeing warmer temperatures as well as we move forward through the weekend and into early next week, with our temperatures getting into the 60s and 70s across many areas. Some of the computer forecast model data has suggested perhaps a couple of lower 80-degree highs may occur just ahead of these stronger thunderstorms that will occur during midweek next week, and that will occur probably in the lower eastern portions of the Midwest. But the storms that are expected to come across the region will be setting back some fieldwork for a little while. We do expect to see moderate to locally heavy rainfall occur and some chance for severe thunderstorms as this contrast in air mass temperatures takes place across the Midwest. The lower eastern parts of the region will certainly be quite warm as we get into the early to middle part of next week, while much cooler air will be pushing into the plains and portions of the western Corn Belt. That sets the stage for that severe weather outbreak, and we'll probably see that with hail and some damaging wind, and wouldn't be surprising at all to see a tornado or two evolve in this scenario as well. Well, the precipitation potentials that come with this event will be quite varied across the region. So there will be some potential for some moderate to heavy snows to occur across some of the region from eastern, or I should say northeastern Colorado and western Nebraska into the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. A lot of that will occur during the early part of next week. And we'll likely see some heavy thunderstorm activity occurring from the western portions of the Delta into a part of the lower eastern Midwest, as I mentioned before. And some 1 to 2 inch rains will likely occur in those heavier events. We'll likely see the rainfall lighter in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. This would include Missouri and Kansas, as well as areas to the northeast from there into part of southeastern Iowa and a small portion of southwestern Wisconsin. It will rain in these areas. Don't want to imply that it won't, but the moisture totals will be lighter in this corridor than it will be relative to the rest of the region. Some of these drier areas will pick up on 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch of moisture, and there will be a couple of exceptions, as there always are. We will expect to see the drier weather bias coming back in rather quickly in the second half of next week, and the following weekend should be good enough to get back into the fields in some areas, and that will allow for some early season planting to resume. We do expect the temperatures to contrast rather sharply across parts of the region over these next few days, and that is the reason for the severe weather potential as we move into the early part of next week. We will be seeing this warming trend, though, over the next few days, and temperatures this afternoon will be in the 40s and 50s in the northern parts of the region with a few 30s up close to the Canada border, while we'll see some 60 and lower 70-degree temperatures this afternoon in the southern and western parts of the region. Tomorrow, we'll see 60s and lower 70s across a much larger portion of the lower Midwest, while 40s and 50s occur across the north, and will continue warming as we move into Sunday, with the northern areas in the 40s and 50s, and the south, two-thirds of the region will probably be in the 60s and lower 70s again. The warmest weather will occur right ahead of the severe thunderstorms that will come on that cold front, so look for that to occur Tuesday into Wednesday, Tuesday in the middle of the Midwest, Wednesday in the eastern areas. Our low temperatures at night are expected to fall off back into the 30s and 40s across northern parts of the region tonight, but 40s and lower 50s will occur in the southwestern part of the region, and looks like lows across most of the south and east will be 40s and lower 50s as we move into Sunday morning, while the upper 20s and 30s will occur in the upper portions of the region. Well, the warmer at nighttime lows will still be with us until we get to Wednesday and Thursday, when a sharp drop in temperatures will occur in the plains and parts of the western Corn Belt. We're watching for the risk of some frost and freezes to occur. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural futures market is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, May wheat is 722 and a half, up three quarters. May wheat in the board, 695 and a quarter, up one and a quarter. May corn, 633 and three quarters, up three and three quarters, while December is 537 and a half, down two and a half. May beans are 1362 and three quarters, down nine and a quarter. And in November is 1228 and a half, down four and a half. It's kind of a muted affair given what we had seen earlier, the fireworks late last week into early this week.
Yeah, we're right here at pivot points, I guess I'd call them. This 695 on the May, that just kind of is, you know, kind of a critical swing area. And that's kind of what we have in a lot of things, Dave, is we just have kind of some sideways markets. You know, if you look at several different areas, you know, from the financial side to the grains here, looking at it over the last week, of course, I'm not saying, you know, that Thursday and Monday, of course, we had some pretty big down moves, but since that point, we've just kind of been moving at a sideways pace, it seems like.
I would think that on this May soybean composite daily chart, this 1350 area is an area you'd want to hold.
Yeah, we definitely want to see that on the soybean side of it. I think that really that if you look at the May level there, really even this 1360 area is kind of important, but you know, you get down to 49 and a half, that's probably the best support level. And you know, we've had a lot of spreading going on, or not so much spreading, but taking off of spreads, and that just really kind of confuses the issue. Like a couple of days ago there, we had the wheat up, and I know the wheat was up because of some concerns about the frost damage out west, but that forced some of the long bean short wheat spreads that had been put on earlier to liquidate, probably took the beans down harder than maybe it needed to.
And you're also getting mixed signals from the daily charts compared to the weekly charts too.
Yeah, really, if you look at the weekly charts after this past week, it looks like maybe we've done enough for the time being, but you know, you can certainly see some target or, you know, some pricing points quite a bit below where we're at right now.
So is the liquidation from the non-commercials done at this point in your mindset?
I think so. The worst of it is what I've been trying to do here, especially on the corn side of it, is to watch the cash market and see what, that's the real market, I guess, the way I look at it, and see what we're seeing out there. And really, I went back last night and compared, you know, a week ago basis levels before the report to last night's basis levels, just, you know, mostly in northern, central, and southern Illinois, and really not a lot's changed. So, I mean, I guess that's good from the standpoint of we're still fairly strong on basis, old corn, I'm saying now, and new for that matter.
So the ratio between the futures and where basis is has not changed much.
Yeah, but I'd like to see the basis improved, which tells me that maybe they're having a little bit of problem originating grain. And I don't think they have had, because there have been, you know, some panic selling, I think, over the last several days here.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 634 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. July, 622, up 3 1/2. December, 537 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. May beans, 1362 and 3/4, down 9 1/4. July, 1342 and a quarter, down 9 1/2. November, at 1228 and 3/4, down 4 1/4. May soybean meal, 393.10, down $4. May soybean oil, 48.71, up 16 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.